You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Redskins Friday on the Junks, Bish and Bick Show this week. Presented by the one and only Sportsbook, Hollywood Casino, Charlestown Races in West Virginia. Also brought to you by the great people at EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. The Alexandria locations now open for business. All right, let's talk some more NFL.
Talk about the NFL on a Friday,
our
buddy.
Good friend Mike Jones from the USA Today covers the NFL for them.
Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
So, Bickle and I have been arguing all week about the Skins-Jags. Jags are obviously Jags going nowhere. Who knows who their coach is going to be next year? Who knows their quarterback's going to be next year? Skins going nowhere with a four-string quarterback. He thinks the Skins still have a shot. I don't think the Skins are going to win a game.
I'm talking about this week.
Yeah, we're just talking about this week.
Yeah.
I don't think the Skins are going to win a game the rest of the year. I think they lose to Jacksonville. What's your thought on this?
I have two different scenarios in my head. Do you remember that year? It was 1993. Richie Pettibone had taken over. It was like the last game of the year. They played the Jets. I think they lost like 3-2 or something like that.
I vaguely remember that. Vaguely. Yeah.
That could be this type of awful game.
Yeah.
Or because you just never know which Jacksonville defense is going to show up. They could just destroy the thing, and it could be in the end, Chris Thompson playing quarterback, and the Redskins don't get a first down, and Jacksonville scores three defensive touchdowns. It could be really bad.
I don't know. Maybe it will, but
Everybody was, like, excited about Josh Johnson. I had people saying, look, he could play, but, dude, it was against third-string guys. They were up 40-0. I'm pulling for the guy. You could tell how much, like, he's happy to be here, but, come on.
I think it's a great story, but still, it's the Jags. They've only won four games. As you mentioned, they've given up a ton of points this year at various times. For as good as their defense allegedly is, they've given up 40 to the Cowboys, 30 to the Chiefs, 29 in their earlier matchup with the Colts, 24 to the Eagles, 24 to the Bills. They only score 16 a game. They're on their backup quarterback. They're poop, too.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's why it could be that 3-2.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, I just looked up that game, by the way. That was a 3-0 game. I do remember
3-0.
That game.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. I knew it was some type of baseball score.
Yeah.
And my dad was really mad.
This is the way I feel about this game. Obviously, both offenses will struggle because of the quarterbacks. Washington's offensive line's terrible. I just think that if Jacksonville's D, if Ramsey and Calais Campbell and, all those guys, the stud linebackers, Miles Jack, if they decide they don't want to get beat by a four-string quarterback who was just signed about 8 minutes ago, they won't get beat by him.
Right. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. There's no reason to believe in the Redskins really this week, I guess, except for the fact that maybe Jacksonville has got it packed in as well.
They're playing the Jags.
That could happen.
They had the opportunity last week when, it's against the Giants who have not been able to get right all year, and you're still in the playoff hunt, and you're at home, and you couldn't. I don't care about the offense. The defense has been atrocious, and they don't have the excuse of being on their fourth string,
for sure,
starting whatever. They've got all their starters, and those guys were not bringing prime effort throughout that game.
I know you're covering the league as a whole now, and you're not nearly as focused on the Redskins by any stretch, but you know this organization. You see how it's trending. If you had to guess how you see the offseason playing out, what kind of moves, if any?
There should be moves, but talking to people in the last several days, I kind of feel like it's not going to be some. They have all the excuses. Bruce is the master of, selling hope or pinpointing, finding a scapegoat. So this year they are going to, tell Dan, look, man, we were 6-3. We were leading our division. We had all these injuries. Boom, who knows who he'll blame about the lack of attendance and everything. Maybe it's the new marketing guy or whatever. They will find a way. And Dan trusts so few people in the league. If he fires Bruce, who's he going to turn to? I mean, he's got some really smart guys in there, like Eric Schaefer, you know, Alex Santos. They've got some good talent evaluator guys. And so they'll probably be like, you know what? Yeah, it was all the injuries. You know, even though there should be a change because Bruce is nothing he's brought in has really worked out. But I wouldn't be surprised if they stick with it.
Oh, my God. If they bring everybody back. I mean, I've always given up hope on the Bruce thing, although it seemed to be some momentum here that people thinking maybe a change could be made. But, okay, Bruce is one thing. But if they keep Bruce, keep Jay, keep Manus, keep everybody, I don't see how the fan base tolerates that. I don't see
it. No, I mean, but like I said, there will be some type of excuse, whether it's a strength coach or whether it's a defensive coordinator or some position coach. I'm not saying those people deserve to be fired, but there will be some type of blood. But, you know, I mean, look at the history. Bruce has always had some type of scapegoat. It was Shanahan. It was, you know, Hazlitt. It was McLuhan. It was the strength coach. You know, they changed strength coaches twice, and now it's Chad Engelhardt. You know what I mean? They've always had something that they'll blame, even though, like, some of these injuries are freak injuries, not because your guys aren't conditioned. It's just the bad luck of football, and the Redskins organization just continues to find that awful luck.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk about the game last night. I don't know if you were there, but obviously I'm sure you covered it. You saw it. What was sort of your takeaway there?
I mean, it is wild that they were able to pull that thing off. I did not expect that the Chargers were going to be able to really win that game because they weren't going to be able to have as potent a rushing attack, and I thought they needed to run the ball a lot. But the question about the Chiefs has been, and I wrote some earlier this week about if their defense could, you know, give them the support they needed. And in that clutch moment when they really needed it, there was a bad breakdown that led to that. You know, and I guess we've been sleeping on the Chargers. I've known they've had a good record, but like, they don't really have a good national following. They don't generate a lot of, you know, traffic and buzz and everything. Even in LA, they're like, everybody's excited about the Rams, and they don't really care about the Chargers. It's like a road game every time you go to their games, all these visiting. But this team has got something, and, you know, they're making plays when they need to, and that was a huge, huge victory for them. And suddenly you're looking, okay, the Chiefs have no margin for error if they want that number one seed, right, and the door is open for the Patriots and for the Texans and for the Chargers, really.
As I say, the Chargers win their last two and Kansas City loses to Seattle next week, then Chargers are going to be the number one seed, which is incredible.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about a couple other matchups here. Pittsburgh, New England. All right, Pittsburgh's leaking some oil. They haven't played well the last few weeks. They have injuries. Connor is still up in the air, I guess, this week with the ankle. Big Ben, he's got to play, even with the rib problem. But, you know, if Baltimore beats Tampa, which they should, and Pittsburgh loses, then you've got a new leader in that division. What's your thought on Pittsburgh, New England?
I think that it's going to be a very close game, but I think that the Patriots wind up pulling that one out. Like you were saying, the Steelers are not running on all cylinders. They have not been able to close games. They've had, you know, three straight games that they've lost where it came down to the, you know, final possessions. And so, yeah, it is crazy just the way that it's playing out here. But I guess the league is getting what it wanted. They've restructured these schedules so there are meaningful games at the end of the year. And, you know, Baltimore, they're rolling with Lamar Jackson, and things have been going well for them, you know. So, yeah, we could see a change here in this division. And, you know, then it's going to make the playoffs very, very interesting.
All right, which game are you going to be at this weekend?
I'm going to be at the Monday night game, the Saints at the Panthers.
Oh, okay.
So be monitoring all the other games while they're going on Sunday.
Man, Carolina has really just died. Five straight losses, and something's wrong with Cam Newton's shoulder. I know that's been reported, but he doesn't look right. Defense is terrible now.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
But then the thing is, you just never know with some of these divisional games. You know, obviously when – several weeks ago when decided this is where I was going, you know, you thought this was going to be a good game here, but now suddenly you're looking, you're wondering if Rivera is going to survive this, if he's going to get fired. Like you said, Cam's not quite right. This offense seemed like they were heading the right direction with North Turner, but these guys are falling short. But again, you know, divisional game, on the road for the Saints, you never know if what kind of challenges they could encounter there. So there'll still be some intrigue.
Minnesota plays Miami. Minnesota's still kind of clinging to that sixth seed in the NFC. Nobody really wants to run away with that sixth seed. They're all losing.
No.
So, and they've lost 3 out of 4. Now they're playing the Dolphins, who are atrocious on the road. And Cousins has not played well. They can't run the ball. The interior of the offensive line isn't very good. He's always under pressure. But they do play Miami at home, and they fired the OC. What'd you make of that move? And then do you like the Vikings to beat the Dolphins this week?
You know, Mike Zimmer has really had trouble keeping an offensive coordinator. Remember, North Turner quit, on him. And, you know, Pat Shurmur, obviously, you know, he got the head coaching job. You know, I think it's been overlooked losing Tony Sperano, what that meant for their offensive line. Because they, like you said, they've really struggled. It's crazy that Zimmer hired somebody in DeFilippo who had such different philosophies than him. Why would you not find somebody that lines more closely? But we're going to see here. I think that they bounce back. I think that they come up with a game plan. They're going to give Cousins more say over what he wants to run, things like that, more of the quick game, get the ball out of his hands, get the ball moving down the field, down the field. But, again, we saw this. He needs a balanced rushing attack. You don't want him throwing 50 times a game. And so they've got to find a way. You know, I know that it'll be the offensive coordinator, but you can tell that Zimmer is feeling the heat. That's why he made that firing right then, and they've got to get better. This is a team that was supposed to contend for the Super Bowl, and now, you know, they're in danger of not making the playoffs. But I do think that they'll have a bounce-back performance this week. But, you know, that's not to say that they're going to, everything is all right there. I think it's just going to be a temporary thing where they can mask it enough and they've got an opponent that's weak enough, or, you know, not weak, but just not dominant, and they'll be able to get the job done.
You know, another game that's really interesting to me, and I can't wait to watch at least parts of it, is the Dallas Indy game.
Yeah.
Both teams are hot. Luck is playing unbelievable. You know, Amari Cooper looks like Jerry Rice since the trade. But Dallas is going on the road. Indy, remember they got off to that that awful start, and they've won like 5 out of 6.
Right, right. And they just beat Houston, who is, a really hot team.
Yes.
So, I think the Indy's a really dangerous team. It's going to be a big test for the Cowboys because you just kind of, you've been watching this thing, and you're like, how long can they maintain this? Are they really this good, or are they just catching teams at the right time? Well, now they're running up against a team that is just as hot as they are. And again, like you said, Andrew Luck, he's getting overshadowed by some of these young guys like Patrick Mahomes. You know, we're not talking about what the great year that Andrew Luck has had in his comeback. He's getting the job done for them.
How many different coaching vacancies do you think there'll be in the offseason?
There could be 6 to 8, I think. We already know of 2, and there, you know, when you're looking, there's always seems like there's surprises, you know, here and there that you weren't expecting. What happens if Minnesota falls flat the rest of this way? Is Zimmer sensing? Is that why he made that fire? Is he one of those surprise firings? Is Rivera going to survive? You look at Arizona, there's already talk about not knowing whether Steve Wilks is going to see a second year. This could be very interesting here. They're always, like you said, there's 4 or 5, 6. There could be 6 to 8.
What about Dan Quinn? You think he's safe?
They've had a lot of injuries, so I think that they might be. But again, how we said, just said, there's always a surprise where you're like, oh, wow, I didn't quite see that one there. And then there's guys that you think should be fired that wind up keeping their jobs.
Right.
You know, we've been seeing for years that, oh, this is Marvin Lewis's last year. And then he signs an extension or whatever, but it does sound like he might be gone. But I think that Quinn he'll be okay. But again, you just never know.
And then you don't really know. We think we know about Gruden staying. I would bet he stays, but you never know here in Washington what they do there. And then Tampa could make a change down there. I mean, yeah, you're right.
Right, Jacksonville maybe.
Jacksonville, yeah.
What about Coach of the Year? We were talking about that with Pete just a few segments ago. Who do you like for Coach of the Year?
Man, there's a lot of candidates here. I think that Andy Reid deserves strong consideration. Yeah. What he's done with Patrick Mahomes is really just, everybody knew that Andy Reid knows quarterbacks, but nobody was expecting this type of work here. It's pretty amazing. the level that they've been able to play at and what he's done with that offense, I think that he should be the guy.
He'd be the guy. All yeah. right. There's a lot of candidates, though.
Yeah, for sure.
McVay,
for sure.
Peyton, there's a lot of candidates. Hell, even the guy Nagy in Chicago.
Yeah, yep.
What about
anybody else we're forgetting?
Well, you said Nagy, right?
Nagy, Peyton.
Yeah, said Nagy. Pete Carroll, McVay. Even.
Pete Carroll, yeah.
I mean, look what they've kind of dismantled that team, and those guys are, Anthony Lynn isn't getting anybody talking about him, but if they wind up coming back and winning that division there.
You know what? You're right.
You know?
Yep.
There's a lot of strong candidates.
There's a guy. There's a ton of them. All right.
All right, Mike. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. It's great having
you
on.
I'll see you. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too, man.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Mike Jones, everybody. USA Today.
All right, Skippy will be joining us at 9:45. We'll pick some more fatties with him.
More fatties?
Yeah.
It's all fatties on Friday.
But it's Friday. We've got a lot of games to talk about. We already had Brandon Lang on. We'll get Skippy on at 9:45. When we come back, we'll switch gears. We'll get in a little Christmas segment. The boys put on the outline that most people, I don't know what study this is, but most people kind of forget what Christmas gifts you receive.
Well, I don't even know what I got last Friday. From the boys. You definitely don't remember
what you got
last year. Like, if I asked you right now, like, what did your mother get you last year? Or what did your...
No idea.
No idea. I'm with
you. I know what my mother-in-law gave me, because she gives me the same thing every year. She gives me a bottle of vodka.
Right.
But that's standard.
My father-in-law gives me Jack.
And I know my wife would remember what I gave her last year, because it's the trip to Nashville that we still haven't taken.
You know what it is? I think it's a sex thing, but maybe we can talk about that when we come back. I think women are definitely more likely to remember than men.
Right. All right. 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll get into that when we come back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guys came in here during the break. Of course, they want us to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know them. They're so easy to read. Mm-hmm. They want to goof on Adam some more. So you know they had the bet in November that Adam wouldn't hit the Skins. Was it for $100?
I think I was going to give him 50, and Drab was going to give him 50.
Right.
Like that.
No Skins, obviously, in November. I think it drops down to 50, 25 each in December. Obviously, we're halfway through December. It's not going to happen.
Correct.
The month's halfway done. Everyone's going to be on Christmas.
So does he have to pay them?
No,
it's just a free roll.
It's a free roll. Oh, okay.
But now they've gone a little more exotic.
What a
this.
Dummy.
What are you doing with the sunglasses?
He just thinks he's cool.
No, what are you doing?
Just trying to do bits.
ADs. Right. It's all about ADs.
It's all about bits. It's all about ADs. So they come in during the break. And so this is Drabby and Valdez's masterpiece. So this is their big bet that they've figured out for 2019.
Mm-hmm. Drab is giving me 10-1 odds.
10-1.
10-1. So I'm putting up $5, and then I'm going to get 50 in return if I win. Mm-hmm. I bet him that AWOD won't get buns all of 2019.
The entire year.
I like that
bet.
That
he goes winless.
Yeah, but what if he just hammers out some 2.5?
That counts.
Well, that's what I'm expecting to happen.
That counts. That's pretty much what's happened.
There's some troll out there that'll go to bed with him.
Well, I think he's been with a few, elephants.
Right. So that's all it takes.
Yeah.
But he usually never does that.
No, you're right. You're right.
He has unusually high standards. He has
standards.
Unusually high standards.
Look at him right now, Jason. I mean, look at him. You think that guy's getting any skins?
I know. Look at him. Why doesn't he hit 2.5?
Isn't that juicy, though? 10-1?
I would probably make the bet, too.
Right?
Knowing that he won't just sleep with anybody.
No, he'll stumble into something.
You think?
But he's looking worse than ever.
Yeah, and that's so... also went into it, is that I don't think he has to drastically change his lifestyle.
Look at it.
He looks terrible.
Poopy, I know.
And I don't think he'll improve ever.
Did you shower? You claim you shower in the morning, right?
I did.
Why does your hair look so like staticky and terrible?
I've been doing long hair don't care, and it's pretty bad right now.
I did long hair don't care for a while too.
I thought I thought you were watching while you were eating there for a while.
No, I am. I started about a week and a half ago.
Yeah?
Started what?
What happened?
I'm still going on it. I'm cutting pounds by the day.
You are?
Here's what the audience needs to know and realize, okay? 2018 was a huge year for AWOD, all right? I got a partnership with a bar. I can go eat and drink for free every day. And, of course, it killed my body. I mean, I gained like 30 pounds.
I've had that partnership for 15 years.
Right. And so in 2019, I'm trying to change my life.
All right. Yeah. So what are you going to do to affect change?
The number one thing I'm doing is I have not eaten anything after 8 p.m. for about 2 weeks.
Can he get a better spot so the cameras can see his face?
He can go in the studio.
No, be in there.
Just move a little bit. There you go. That's a little better. So you can see your big round face.
All right. So you're not eating after 8.
Not eating after 8.
But you're still drinking a bunch.
Yes, but I am drinking.
You're freaking lush.
The alcohol alone will slam pounds on you.
I know, but it's all
about beers.
Moderation.
You don't even know what that means.
I know that having a couple shots is better than 3 beers for your weight.
Okay, but a couple shots just gets you going quicker, so you're going to want to drink more after the 2 shots.
I know. See, my biggest thing is when I go out and I get drunk, I end the night with pizza. But I'm pretty sure if I cut out the pizza, that 15 pounds will just fall
away.
You
have no control when you go out and get hammered. You have no control. You're always going to eat something bad for you at midnight or 1 or whatever.
This kills me, man.
What is what's
so
on
you think if you stop just if you just stop eating pizza at the end of your drunken nights out,
yeah,
that you'll still lose weight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone else nights
but
ending
if,
in
all
buns
the rest
and his
of the
is ending
hours,
in pizza.
You just keep doing what you're doing, you'll be fine.
Pretty
all
much.
The,
I mean I
all
have,
the bar food and
no, I'm cutting
all the drinking.
I'm cutting out fried food.
It's the slice of pizza at the end of the day that's gained you 30 pounds.
For sure, because there's so much bread in that. And then here's the thing, is I've had so much alcohol that it's not just one slice of pizza. Let's be honest. It's 3 slices.
You're getting 3?
And a garlic bread.
Yeah.
Right.
And a soda.
Right.
And hey, Doritos.
What's on tap for tonight? I know you got something going on tonight.
Where do you think I'm going to go?
I know you're going to Pamplona.
Going to Pamplona.
Is that for happy hour or is that late night?
No, late night.
And then what do? Do you got a buddy that you meet there?
Yeah, yeah. I meet the broskies there.
The broskies? Yeah, the broskies. How many are in your crew?
It's usually like a starting 5 when we go out.
Okay, you got your 5. Are they all as pathetic and as terrible with the women as you?
No. One of my friends has a girlfriend who's smoking hot.
Right.
So he's hitting
the skins. Fine. Right.
Then another one of my friends seems to have a one night stand every weekend.
Do you believe him?
No, I see it happen.
You do?
Yeah.
You can't get any of his
gristle. So
you can't get any of his leftovers.
Well, the problem is that the girl he went home with was hot, and her friend.
Probably just as hot.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, not
Other
hot.
Friend was, oh, and you didn't want
to
do that.
So I decided not to.
Yeah, yeah but when
That's
you go
That's why
as,
your bet is safe.
When you go as long as you go.
Yeah, don't you feel the urge?
Yeah, don't you just, it doesn't
the
really
natural
matter.
Urge.
Like, throw attractiveness out the window?
I mean, yes, but I still get sized to go after a beauty.
A beauty?
But you're not going to land, yeah. But
you're
not
never
going to
have
beauty.
A beauty.
I'm telling you guys,
ever.
It's all about my personality, which is off the charts when I'm out there after a few drinks. I have quick quips, and girls love it.
Quick quips. Hey.
But it served
be,
you.
Be honest.
It served you not well at all.
Be honest. How many times did you get laid in 2018?
2018. Skins.
Honestly.
3 times, 2018.
Three different girls?
3 different girls.
Right.
Do you believe that?
No, I don't. I don't
believe that either.
I've also noticed that every time you ask him when was the last time he had sex, he says 5 or 6 months ago. Every single time.
Longest 5 or 6 yeah. months.
He doesn't
it's like
know.
A rolling...
Just pay attention to that
yeah.
over the next
right.
few years.
Will you admit it's actually 0? We actually admit
No, because Valdez has the audio. I brought a girl home from living room, the club in D.C., and we actually had a guy send in a screenshot. But it wasn't the same girl. But
screenshot of what?
Of the security footage.
I don't know.
Okay, just because
you were
talking to a chick doesn't mean
I have receipts for the Uber home and her Uber the next
day. You have girls over there all the time to fall asleep on your couch.
Right.
Can't wait
to
leave.
He had some girl who came up from like VCU and then was in your bed and you still didn't hit skins.
Yeah, you had the stripper that you paid $1,000 for.
That doesn't mean anything if the girl is over your house.
You've talked about girls who have been to your house, but you've never closed anything.
But closing a deal, you're not really a closer.
I mean, at
he's
times...
He's middle relief.
I'm a relief pitcher, yes.
Yeah, you're middle relief.
But I do
right.
score...
You got no saves.
At single A.
I have some successful stories, all right? And I have told them on the air. All right, and sometimes they even happen on a Thursday night.
I'm begging you. Can we get the lie detector for next week?
Next week?
I mean, why? What's the problem?
I mean, it's better than JP flaming for 4 hours.
Let's get the lie detector set up, and let's ask him if he's hit skins 3 times in 2019.
You know what? I'm picking a good week to take off.
Yeah.
I'll email Robert.
We got a lot of questions. But let's get to the bottom. I know he's lying.
Chuck Lee just texted me.
Yeah.
Chuck Lee from...
Chuck Lee is the owner of Pamplona, right?
He says, yes. I'm going to get this dumb kid laid.
Yeah.
So
no, but
sad.
It doesn't count. If somebody else serves it up, it doesn't really count. Like, you got to do it on your own.
If I spike it, it counts.
What do you
it
mean?
Doesn't matter who serves it up for me.
It's just kind of funny,
actually. Here's the thing. I'm just going to continue in 2019 to go out, and I might have to drop my standards a little bit, but I'm going to score. Right. Valdez is going to end up paying Drab.
Right. And you guys feel like you can determine if he's lying or not.
That's not really an issue.
Well, see, that's the thing. He could come in February and say, yeah, I got laid on Saturday night.
I don't think he generally does that.
Yeah, he doesn't. He can't outsmart us because we can uncover a lot.
And he knows that, right?
I think he knows that. We can usually uncover a lot of stuff.
He can't claim he did it like 10 days ago. Like, he has to come in the next day so he can be
230.
215.
All right, make him that bet. He's never going to weigh 180 ever again the rest of his life.
What?
You're going to lose 35.
I'll put all my money on
all you got.
Everything in my bank account. I just got paid today. I have $588.
Stop screaming.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus.
What was your check? Your check was 588?
No, my check was less than that. I had about $12 in my account before that.
Okay, so it was about 570.
575. You were down to 12?
I was down to $12, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What were you doing?
Aren't you still doing your side jobs and all that, too?
He spends it.
I know. I need to get better at spending. And the biggest thing is I've realized healthy food is so expensive. Fried chicken's like $3, right?
That's true. Vegetables and fruit are expensive.
It's so expensive.
Hey, will you read your last 3 transactions in your on your history?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be Pamplona, Barbao, and Don Tito. But...
Is that the lifestyle that you're living? Is your mom disappointed in you?
No, but...
What about your dad?
Of course.
Your dad is disappointed.
Yeah, my dad's so successful. 30 years as a teacher and then a new career on top of that.
Special ed teacher, by the way.
And your mom's a very successful attorney, though, right?
That's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not disappointed
in you? My parents put me on a pedestal.
They do?
I mean,
how could they
unless I was a doctor, how am I supposed to keep up with them?
Got to be a strong pedestal.
All right. My last 3 transactions were...
And give the amount as well.
Barley Mac, $28.
Barley Mac.
Where is that?
Jason Fisher's place?
That's Jason Fisher. Yeah, and Scott Parker's place. Right. Pamplona, $26.
Chuck Lee.
Right.
And the marketplace at the office here, $4.44.
What did you get here?
For $4.
What healthy food did you get here?
I got the protein pack that like everyone around the office is eating.
What's the protein pack?
It's cheddar cheese, little ham balls, and cashews.
It's great for you.
Hey, yeah, $4.
What? So, what's your credit card bill every month?
I only have a $300 balance, so I get right to the limit. I think I spent $299.
It's like they get like a 14-year-old.
I mean, he lives like a
kid that gets a credit card.
He lives like a freshman in college.
It's unbelievable, man. It blows me away.
It's the radio life,
dude. Don't you have to save money like buy gifts? We were supposed to do a whole Christmas gift thing. Aren't you going to buy gifts for like your parents? Like, what are you going to buy your mom?
So for the white elephant, I got you that silly tile.
Yeah, you want me to give it back to you?
No, you don't have to because my dad bought that for me.
Oh,
he helped me out with the white elephant.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh. Because you didn't have any cash?
My account was $12 for about a week.
Oh, man. Now I feel bad.
I know, and you threw it away. You literally said, I don't need this. I have it. My kids don't need it either.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was drinking.
Oh, yeah, you were.
You know,
heavily.
Annoying it is that he took that sweatshirt off so he could show everyone he's wearing a Bash boxing shirt.
What is that? He went there one time. Because
he's trying to get free boxing lessons.
No, I'm proud that I'm actually working out. And
let me see your boxing technique.
My boxing technique is so hard.
So I want you to go hard. Go hard.
So you've got the 1-6 combo here.
Yeah, let's see.
I'm going to do jab, cross.
Just do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, he loves AD so much.
My God.
Look how winded he is.
That's as close as you've ever been to Rom.
That was my combo.
That's as close as he's ever been to Rom. I could see Rom doing that exact same bit.
He posted a photo of him at this boxing gym the other day.
Right.
And it looked like
He was wearing a shirt and everything.
No, he was wearing heavy sweatpants
on.
Like, from the 1980s.
Because he didn't want to show off his rocky, eczema skin.
Like, right. Like a big, fat, bald-hurting guy would wear in the 90s.
He looked like, he looked like Butterbean.
Just leaning against a wall, ready to die.
You work out silly. With more clothing on, you sweat more.
Right.
Genius.
Right.
All so if you want to hang out with AWOD, just go to Pamplona.
Where are you
going to
be tonight?
He'll be about 15
Pamplona?
Drinks in.
Pamplona. Maybe living room. Late night. See my boy Andres.
Is that the bartender?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. There's your AWOD update, and there's your AWOD bet for 2019.
Right.
Yeah. I think I'm a winner.
I think you're a big fat one.
No all skins. Right. I think you would have been a big fat one in 2018.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I don't believe he hit skins three times.
All right. Is Skippy coming up next?
Yeah, we'll get Skippy from Big Fat Winners at 9:45.
Good. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, final segment of the week. Skippy from Big Fat Winners Radio. New episode is up on iTunes or on thesportsjunkies.com. Giving 5 plays per man for the rest of the year through the bowl season and the NFL playoffs. Skippy joins us from Colorado Springs. Skippy's wife was out of town for about 4 or 5 days in Florida. Now she's back.
Really?
Now she's
exciting.
Back.
Was there a reunion?
Christy Wistie is back.
Was there a nice reunion when she was back, all tan and silly?
Yeah, there was a few reunions, but it's nice when you get the house to yourself, I'm going to tell you that.
Oh, really? What'd you do?
Not much.
Well, I mean, his daughter was still there, though.
Yeah, but the house stays clean. I don't know about you guys, but with kids, when I am there, it stays spotless.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Kitchen, has to have a spotless kitchen.
I agree.
I'm a big kitchen guy.
So me too. So I'm a kitchen and bathroom guy. Kitchen and
bathroom
to be clean for me.
Hmm. Well,
bedrooms are all over the place.
Oh my gosh, the bedrooms, and then when you have animals, I mean, it's just a show, is what it is, a fiasco.
Eric,
have you ever listened to our podcast?
Not yet.
Can you do me a favor and listen and just give me a professional opinion?
No, he actually has a problem that you. Skippy is bothered that you, because you guys have been boys forever.
Yeah, I love Scott.
And he has a problem that you have never.
I'm just not a gambling guy. I love Scott on the show.
I know, but we have story time too.
I'm not a gambling guy.
But we have story time too, and you would probably
find
that.
I know, but just pretend you were a sick degenerate or just a guy who likes fatties and just tell me what you think.
I mean, I can imagine.
I know, but Skippy tells stories. You know how he is.
Yeah, well, I would like that part.
Exactly.
That's the part I like. But when you're breaking down, like, Kent State or Appalachian State, I just don't care.
I know, then you would check out.
Yeah.
But I broke down the Chiefs game to perfection last night.
You did.
It's funny because if you had the under, which a lot of people did have the under,
mm-hmm.
you got completely boned in that game. Mm-hmm.
So what was the total heading in to the
kick? It was 54.5, and you had no chance to go over with the way that until where I knew you had a shot is when it was 28-14, because the Chargers, which drives you nuts when you play an over with them, and people don't know that they're 30th in the league in pace, meaning they will let the play clock go down to zero every single play. It drives you nuts. I mean, they'll take eight. Like, before the half, they took 8 minutes to throw an interception in the end zone. You're like, what?
Right.
Crazy.
But I'll tell you what, you got to give it up to Anthony Lynn for going for the two. That was a good decision, obviously.
Well, playoffs start this week. I mean, we are in NFL playoff mode, as you saw last night, this week. There's 3 or 4 NFL playoff games this weekend, period. All right.
Well, I'll tell you what. For the Skins, it's a playoff game because they can't afford to lose another one.
I've been trying to tell Bickle that Jacksonville's going to beat Washington for the entire week, and he still doesn't believe
it. I don't know. You know, the Skins are not – I'm just saying that the NFC is just
– It's a disaster.
Because, I mean, it's a disaster. I mean, like, the AFC is a little bit – I mean, you have probably six or seven teams for one spot because either the Chiefs or Chargers are a lock. Whatever – one wins a division, the other one goes to the playoffs for a wild card. Then you have six teams with – you know, whatever, they're within trying to get one spot. The NFC, you just don't. What if the Skins did win out somehow? You just don't know.
Listen, I don't think they're going to win
out. Use your head.
I don't think they're going to win out. I'm not going to get that crazy, but I think they can win this week. I'm one game at a time guy. I think they can win this week against the Jags.
Well, Jacksonville has an absolutely awful offense.
Yeah, they as bad as the Skins' offense is, they're worse.
Let me ask you this. Why did Vegas didn't put that number at 3, 3.5. They put that number at 7.5.
I would take the Skins in 7.5. Look, they're still pros, the Skins. That was a ridiculous performance last week. We will not see that again. I mean, that was every time I looked up, the Giants were scoring. I've never seen anything like it. Of course, I had.
Well, you won't see that because, you know, Eli Manning is still Eli Manning. If he can get hot, and Barkley's
Cody Kessler sucks.
Right, I get it. You're not going to see a blowout. I just think it's going to be low scoring, ugly, and I don't see Jacksonville losing.
I know, but 7.5, take the Skins. I mean, if you're going to bet that game, take the Skins in the points.
I might take the Skins. Yeah.
Thank you. I like that.
And then that puts them
at 7-7, and then, of course, like anything can – I mean, I think you're going to need 9 wins to get in. I'll be shocked if an 8-18 gets in, but I guess it could happen. Right. Like the Dolphins-Vikings playoff game.
Huge. You know, yes.
Huge game. The Rams and the Rams are going to destroy the Eagles with Wentz being sitting. They're just going to pummel them.
So you don't think Foles can keep it close?
No, he's awful. That was lightning in a bottle last year. No, they're not going to they're going to get destroyed this weekend.
Okay. All right. So you like the Rams.
Because they're just their backside is all. How pissed off do you think McPeavy is over what happened last week? He's going to be salty. I mean, that was the worst that. And so the Eagles with Foles.
I would expect Gurley to have a big game because he was getting criticized that he wasn't using Gurley a lot last week.
He didn't use Gurley. Yeah. I'll just be shocked if the Eagles are close in that game. And then, of course, you have the Saints Monday. And remember, the Rams play whatever Sunday. The Saints don't play till Monday night. So the Rams do not want to have to go to New Orleans to go to the Super Bowl. So they have all the incentive in the world because the Saints don't play till Monday. Because if the Saints trip up, there go the Rams to the home field.
I like it. Pat Steelers, 2.5, 52.
He owns them. He owns them.
I know.
Brady. I mean, now
but
on
this
the road
Patriots team, I mean, I know they're 9-4. They're going to win the division, whatever. This Patriots team isn't that good.
Well, that we're seeing, like I said, I believe, which I've been a big proponent that they never, you know, is it ever going to end? I think we're seeing the beginnings. Gronk looks like he's 60. Brady is not even, he's just not where he was before. And I know some of the weapons have been hurt, but he owns Tomlin in this series, and we don't know about Big Ben's health yet, or do we?
I think he's going to play. I mean,
I know, but is he going to be healthy and play?
Well, no, I don't think he's going to be 100%.
Dobbs has
painkiller, probably. Yeah, I mean, he'll play. He won't be 100%.
You know what? I would take some of those painkillers. To be honest with you, they could be fun.
I've got some at my house. When you come in March.
Anyway, with the Steelers, I mean, the Patriots on the road this year struggled against Buffalo, lost to Miami, destroyed at Detroit, destroyed at Jacksonville, and destroyed at Tennessee. So. I guess you have to take the Patriots if you're going to play that game, but I won't be surprised.
The Patriots have 4 losses. Where are the 4 losses?
All on the road.
Correct.
Right.
So that'll be an interesting game. All right, so what are your NFL plays? You like the Rams to lay the 11.5. What else do you like?
Well, I like your Colts play. I know Dallas has been hot, but all at home. And I just think, of course, if we get that one Colts team, it could get ugly for you because that's in your podcast pick. But I can just see the Colts winning by 3. Mm-hmm. I like the Dolphins plus 7.5. I'm not a believer in the Vikings. I don't care what changes they made. And, those are the NFL plays.
All right, so we got 5 bowl games quickly. We've got about 1.5 minutes here. The one that I really like is I like the under in the ASU-Fresno game. And I also like Georgia. You like Georgia Southern. I like Georgia Southern.
I like Georgia Southern. I love the Utah State game in general just from a viewing. I think it'll be probably out of the – you never know because we get excited about one and then it ends up not being – what you think, but Utah State has some pros out there, the quarterback. I just think their defensive line is going to be able to handle the North Texas offensive line, which will be the difference. I mean, I have Utah State in the podcast, but we'll see. I like Utah State there.
All right. All right. Talk to you soon. Tell Christy Wistie hello.
I will. See you guys. Eric, listen to the podcast and then critique
it. All right. I'll check it out. All right.
Come on.
See you, buddy.
See you guys.
Yeah.
Right. Later.
I'm sure he's going to listen to it right after Valdez does.
No, I mean, I get a kick out of all his stories. I love all that. If he wants a professional opinion, he can get it from you.
He has a funny story about his father-in-law that you have to hear, though.
Really?
It's pretty funny.
That he told on this week's episode?
No, it was 2 weeks ago, but...
If people want to get the episode, how do they get it?
iTunes or on thesportsjunkies.com.
Thesportsjunkies.com.
Yeah,
it's on the
podcast page.
Right. Yeah. So simple to get.
It's, you can get it anywhere.
I'll listen to it. You can
get it at freaking Target.
I'll listen to it as I drive home.
Okay.
By the way, did you guys see real quick? God, did I...
Did something break?
Well, I don't know if it's breaking, but you saw Kendall Fuller. He's going to have surgery on his wrist. He played that game apparently with a fractured wrist.
Did not see that.
So now you talk about the injury issue they already have.
Right.
Just got worse.
Right.
Going to have surgery this morning.
And their secondary struggles anyway.
Yeah. Chiefs are not, they're not rolling into the playoffs on a high.
No. Ever since the Kareem Hunt video.
Right. All right, you have a great week.
I will be back
great
until
2 weeks.
December 31st. Do we work New Year's Eve?
I don't know. I don't.
I'm bitter.
Be safe, everybody.
Boom.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.